What's it like to be a reporter and commentator living inside the beating heart of winter sports? I'm David Nacht, chair of the Eurovision Sport Radio Group, and in this episode of our podcast, we meet a reporter living in the Grison region of Switzerland, famed for its ski and biathlon competitions.
My name is Andreas Wieland. I'm 40 years old. I work at RTR. It's a radio station, radio and television for Rätoromanisch in Switzerland. It's one of the four languages from Switzerland, and I'm very happy. It's my dream job.
In this episode, we'll meet Andreas and two of his colleagues from France and Slovakia as they cover the conclusion of the FIS Alpine Skiing World Cup season in Lenzerheide. As our producer Mickey Curling discovers in this episode, for Andreas in particular, winter sports is in his blood.
I live in Switzerland, in the mountains, in Grison, and in a small village, and I'm happy. And I do a lot of sport myself. I do cross-country skiing, a lot of skiing, a lot of cycling in the summertime. And I commentate sports, and sport is my life, I can say.
So, Andreas, where do we find you right now? Where are you sitting?
It's a commentary cabin. I'm at the Ski World Cup Finals in Lenzerheide. It's near my home. In the commentary cabin, yeah, and now I'm here to commentate the ski races, the last ski World Cup races for this season.
And Andreas, it must be good to see some sunshine because the weather's been dreadful the last few days, hasn't it?
For this week, yeah, it was horrible the last 2-3 days because the athletes are here in Lenzerheide and they will do races. It's your life. And yesterday or the last 2 days, it was too windy, it was too many clouds. It was not possible to do the races, to do the speed races. And it was maybe possible to do a slalom, a giant slalom, but not the speed races. And it was for everyone not good days. But today it's beautiful. Blue sky, no clouds, no wind. It's a perfect day for skiing.
Perfect. I'm glad it's turned out good. Let's hear from your colleague Samuel Brečka from RTVS Slovakia. He's there covering the competition as well, and you know, he's told us that the weather caused a few issues at the start.
It was really a strange final of the season, not only due to COVID situation but also weather conditions. We were waiting a long time. It was still snowing, you know, downhill, and Super G was cancelled, and for the racers it wasn't good. But on the other hand, it helped Petra Vlhová in the overall fight with Lara Gut-Berami. Petra's big lope is one of the greatest success, not only for Slovak skiing, but for all Slovak sports. Maybe only with 3 world championship titles and 7 green jerseys of Peter Sagan on Tour de France, we can compare this success.
So Andreas, that's Samuel from RTVS Slovakia, clearly pleased with Slovak success in these finals. But just explain to me why this region is just so perfectly suited to hosting such important ski competitions.
Yeah, also the region I'm now, it's Lenzerheide. Lenzerheide is in Grison. It's in the same part of like St. Moritz. St. Moritz is very popular. Everyone knows St. Moritz around the world. But Lenzerheide is a small town. And with a lot of mountains around, it's a great region for skiing, for cross-country skiing. We have also here a biathlon arena. Yeah, and I live maybe 30 minutes from this town.
Oh, wow. So that's a very short commute to work. I think there's a lot of journalists there who would do anything for that kind of commute.
Exactly. This week I'm staying at home, and I can every morning take my car and drive to Lenzerheide. Yeah, maybe 30 minutes and I'm here. But I live here in these mountains. This is my home, I can say, yeah.
So what's the rest of the winter sports season like for you?
The rest of the season, I commentate ski races. I commentate also a lot of other sports. I was 2 weeks ago, I was, for example, in Oberstdorf in Germany at the cross-country world championships. And we commentate ice hockey. It's also very popular in Greece and in Switzerland. And but this year it was, everything was special. I had to do a lot of home office. This is, for me, it's very special to be here in Lenzer High, to be near these athletes, and because it was a very special year, very special season with Corona, and I hope that it will be better next year.
Okay, I know we're all sick of talking about it, but you brought the topic up, so let's talk about coronavirus and talk about the last year. Where did you spend most of last year with so many sporting events being cancelled?
At home, in the home office. I was, the last time I have been in my office, it was exactly one year ago. It was maybe the 16th of March last year. I'm very happy that I a sports journalist, so I can go sometimes outside, to go to the venues. But it was, it's not the same like 1 year ago or 2 years ago, because the competitions are okay. I can see here the ski races, the competitions are similar like 1 year ago, but everything around these competitions, without fans, without public, without... I hope that it will better, because it was not a good year. And last year, the first 2-3 months have been okay, but now after 1 year, it's... not so easy.
Yeah, I think we all feel the same way. We're going to talk about how things are working on site with you in a moment. But first of all, let's hear from a couple of your colleagues. In a moment, we'll hear from Samuel Brečka from RTVS Slovakia again. But first of all, here's Guillaume Batan from Radio France.
Yeah, the bubble in Lenzer Heide is quite the same in other competition, football or rugby stadiums. You have to wear the mask everywhere. We wash our hands all the time. We have to walk on the special way in the place to avoid grouping of people, but we are all used to that process and it's fine. We are so happy to be there in Lenzer Heide and protect ourselves that it's not a problem. I know that a lot of people, fan clubs, dream to be there closing to the skiers to share with us this moment. That's why I cannot complain. We are around 100 journalists, 100 of athletes, men and women, 100 of bénévoles. And we strictly respect the safeguards. There are a lot of kindness around me. The Swiss people is very nice. And this event takes place in a very good conditions.
Bubbles and testing worked good all the season and also in Lenzer Heide. But all this situation is very sad. Sad for journalists and also for the athletes. I spoke with Federica Brignone, for example, and she said it was the worst season. She doesn't like this atmosphere, emotions, distances. She said she felt in a hotel room like in prison. And if the situation will be the same next season, it's possible that she wouldn't start next season. So these finals were not so easy for anyone, but I'm very happy to be part of that.
Andreas, it sounds a bit like Samuel's just put his face mask on. Let's just try and find some positives in all of this. I mean, maybe it's easier to get around without so many fans there?
Easier is because we don't have so many people here. It's for me easier to work because I'm faster in my commentary cabin. It's faster to go to the athletes, and it's not so busy. I have to... come out of the car and I have to put this mask on my face, and it's a lot of controls. Every 2 or 3 days I have to do these COVID tests, I cannot walk around this venue like 1 year before. It's a different zones, one zone only for the journalists, one zone only for the athletes, and it's a little strict everything. But to work, like here in the cabin, it's similar, but it's not so loud. If you have here 10 or 15 or 20,000 people around me. Yeah.
So without the crowd cheering, does it make it harder for you as a commentator to convey the emotion, to convey the drama of the competition?
I'm not so emotional like before. If I have a lot of people who are... do a lot big atmosphere, is also for me, I must speak louder, and now it's all, everything is a little more is quiet. And yeah, it's also for me not the same. And you must look everything. Normally you can, if a skier, if an athlete is on the race, you can feel that. Yeah, you can feel that. And now I have to look on the TV, and I have to look exactly on the screen, the time, and because it's different.
And I suppose your job as a reporter becomes much more important when the fans aren't able to travel themselves to see the competition. Let's hear from Guillaume Bartin again from Radio France.
All the people who love skiing, who love to be there, can leave those finals on the radios of Radio France. They can experience these events through us, probably more than usual, effectively. And I hope that a lot of French people listen to our programs, because winning the big globe of crystal doesn't happen every year in France. It is the third time in history, after Jean-Claude Killy twice in the 60s and Luc Alphand in the 90s. We are very happy for the French team and also for Alexis Peintureau, who is a great champion and also a great guy.
So important coverage for the French fans, and I guess the same for the Slovak fans, but it seems that some of them may have made it to the perimeter fence to watch some of the competition from the outside. Let's listen to what was posted on social media. Let's hear from Samuel Brečka again from RTVS Slovakia.
Very nice was to see approximately 50 Slovak fans to stand on the slope, hold flags and cheer for Petra. I don't know how they made it, because all the season fans aren't allowed to come on the race, but it was cool and Petra liked it, and she said Slovak fans are best in the world.
Andreas, it's nice to hear some cheering again, isn't it? We're going to be glad when fans are back at competitions, aren't we?
Yeah, hopefully that they are coming back next year. But at the end, the most important thing is that the athletes can do races, that they can be here, that they can fight for these crystal globes, for these medals. This is very important for the athletes, because the ski season is very short. It's only about 3-4 months, and they are do a lot of training during the summer, 6-8 months for days like today, to do races. And for the athlete, it's very, very important, because if you don't have races, then it's horrible for an athlete and also for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's tough for sports reporters as well as the athletes. What's the rest of the season looking like for you?
Yeah, I'm very positive. I look forward. We are only a small radio station. We have Romance, it's a small language. We have only about 60,000 people who understand or who can speak this language. And I commentate not only ski races or ice hockey. In the summer, we have a lot of mountain bike races, also here in the region, cycling races, football and tennis and everything. And in the summertime, it's not so busy as in the wintertime, because we are a winter region here in the mountains, with these beautiful mountains and a lot of snow, and it will be a little quiet in the summertime. But I look forward to next year, and hopefully we can go next year to the ski races with a lot of fans.
And what about Beijing? Are you hoping to travel there?
Yeah, it's on my plane, to go next winter in February to Beijing. Now in the summertime, I probably or I will go to Tokyo for the Olympic Summer Games. But it's a little strange, because the COVID make a lot of problems also for us journalists, and you cannot move like you will in Tokyo. And no man, we have to decide in the next weeks if we can go or not. And in 11 months is Beijing, and I hope that we can go there and in China and see a lot of great races.
When you travel to international competitions, how does it work? Because RTR is part of a bigger group of Swiss broadcasters. Do you travel together? Do you work alone? Do you support each other? What's it like when you go to places like Tokyo or Beijing?
No, here in Lanzarote I'm alone, but if we are going to Olympic Games, we are normally two or three people from RTR. And we travel together with our colleagues from RSI, from SRF, all together from the SRG from Switzerland. And then we are maybe 60, 80, 80 people. We are then together. We are then a big family. And for us, it's very special because we are normally we are all the time alone from RTR. And but I have the next cabin here. Next to me is SRF. It's I know him, Bernie Scher from Radio SRF. And at these events like here in Lenzerheide, we work a little together.
Well, let's hear Bernie Scher in action alongside you and your Italian and French colleagues as we listen to a little mix of some of your coverage from this weekend.
Con RTR sin il Corint. Las novitats.
Direkt dalai Andreas Vialand.
Sulet Genif Schionzen Ozion alla partenza.
Rete 1 Sport.
È molto, molto impegnativo. Stremate le ragazze, ma.
RTS Info, Katia Beach.
En ski alpin, pas de podium pour les Suisses lors du slalom des finales de la.
SRF Sport.
Disciplina, Abfahrt und Super-G, auch noch eine dritte Disziplin hat.
That's your colleague in the next door cabin, Bernie Scher, just ending that montage.
Yesterday I do some interviews for Bernie Scher, and sometimes he do something for me, he do an interview for me, and. Yeah, we try to work a little together, and the SRG will organize for us, everyone, also for RSI, RTR, and for us it's a privilege to be one part of this big family, and we are a good family, I think.
When you talk about supporting each other at international sporting events, why do you think it's so important to actually be there physically in front of the competition rather than commentating off tube, for example?
The most important that I can be at the venues to see the events, the venues live, to be a part of these venues, to feel this atmosphere. And the most important thing for me is that here I can speak with the athletes. I can look at the athletes face to face, and I can do interviews with these athletes. This is very important for me, to have this relation to the athletes, because if you never seen the athletes, then it is also hard to work or hard to do good stories.
Who was that trying to get in while you were talking then?
I don't know. Maybe it was Bernie Scher from SRF or some from RSI, I don't know, or technical or... I don't know.
Now, listen, it's no accident that you're in this commentary position today. You've talked about the fact that you live 30 minutes from the venue. Yeah. You've talked about your passion for winter sports. But when did you know that this was what you wanted to do with your career?
Since I was a child. Maybe since I was 10 years old. I look at these races, these ski races on TV. My idol was a ski commentator from Switzerland, Matthias Hüppi. He commentated the ski races a long time for SRF, and I commentate these races on my language, on Retromanisch at home, on the sofa. And it was always a dream to sit one day in a cabin and to be a part of this sport, to speak about with these athletes and to commentate these races. And sport is, like I said before, is my life. And then 12 years ago, the dream is coming real. As a child, I do everyday sport. I look on TV, I do every arts or sports, from tennis to golf to ice hockey to football, skiing, cross-country skiing, biathlon, and then darts. And sport is my life, and to be here is a very privilege. Yeah, it's my dream job, and I cannot imagine to do something else like that.
I've got some recordings of me practicing being a presenter when I was 10 years old, and it's just awful listening back to those recordings. How about now, though? I mean, how do you listen to yourself? Do you listen back to your commentary? Do you critique yourself?
Yeah, I did it a lot of times, and this is special. If I hear myself on the radio, or it's then I say, oh, that was not good. I'm very critic then. I'm very emotional, sometimes too emotional, because I'm not only, and this is the problem, I'm not only a commentator or a journalist, I'm also a fan of this sport. And of course, no, or today, I'm a friend from the Swiss team. I'm Swiss. I'm from Switzerland, and of course, I hope that the Swiss guy will win this race today. And so, you are also a little fan. Or if I go to the FIFA World Cup, then I hope that Switzerland will win every match. And this is sometimes the problem to have this distance to be on one side a journalist and on the other side you are a fan.
What's your advice to a 10-year-old Andreas who might be listening to this interview right now, wanting one day to be in your position in a commentary cabin?
Well, he must have a lot of interest of these sports. He must be like me, I think, a little fan. And everyone who likes sport can do this. Every dream can be real. And it's not like 10, 15 years ago. 15 years ago, you had maybe... Yeah, I commentated the races, and then I did the interviews with the athletes. And after I did a report of the races. Today, you have to do everything. You have to do all the social media. You have to do multimedia, the all online stuff. But it's a wonderful job.
It's challenging, isn't it, though, to be doing so much? How do you prioritize one platform over the other when you're working on site?
Yeah. I think it's very important to be on Facebook, to be on Instagram, to do a good job on the radio. It's very important because you have people who are listening only radio, people who are visiting our homepage, and then. But it's for us very hard because it's a little, at the moment it's for me, I must say, a little too much. And I have to do a lot of things, but you can't concentrate exactly on this the radio. Then you do there a little radio, and then you do a little social media, and a lot at the end you do a lot, but not perfect. And for me personally, the most important thing is radio. To commentate the race is life is life. because the sport, it's life, it's emotion, and social media, it's nice to have some good pictures or videos or special things, but I think it's not important to show the races on social media. It's the races you can hear on the radio or to look on the TV, but the social media is for me a little another part. Here you can bring other stories, special stories. Yeah, but as a journalist, it's not so easy, but it's a part of the job, and I think every journalist, or for the young journalist, I think it's not a problem. Maybe the journalists, the older, like Bernie Scher, who he's 64, I think. he told to me yesterday, I can't do social media. For me, it's not my life. I do radio. I'm a radio reporter, and I understand Bernie Scher.
Well, I've just seen a head pop up at the door again. Maybe it's Bernie, but I think I should let you get back to work. Andreas, thank you so much for your time. It's been fascinating talking to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye, Mickey. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Eurovision Sport Radio Podcast. My thanks to Andreas Weland from RTR, Samuel Brečka from RTVS Slovakia, and Guillaume Batin from Radio France.